On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori. Yeah, it's that time again. Gotta play my favorite Smith song. Yep, you digging it? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's so good. It's so good. I will just play this song in a loop sometimes. Cannot get enough of Big Mouth. You know, I have reasons. I have reasons for everything. There's reasons for this show. Don't know what they are, but I'm sure there are some. Yeah, because it's, you know, this 2016, okay, let's get down to it. It's October. This horrible year is almost done. But, you know, there's an expression, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And unfortunately, that could very well be the case. And it's been pretty bad so far. I mean, a lot of people have died. People close to me, people close to you, maybe, my friends. People close to my friends, family members. It's just, you know, and I know this is every year, but there's something about this year. And plus we have the election coming up and the horrible choices in candidates and, you know, stress, terror in the world, hate. I mean, it's, I guess it's always been there. Maybe we're just more focused on it now, but, I think the adjective I would use for 2016 is turmoil. I thought of that today. That's the word, turmoil. Yeah, I'm sure good things have happened as well. You know, the yin, the yang. But all in all, it's been bad. And I haven't even felt good. I've felt sicker than I've ever felt. This year. So I just, you know, this New Year's Eve, I think when we sing Auld Lang Syne and really toast the new year, and let's have some optimism. Maybe we can't have any now, but let's make a promise to ourselves, okay, that 2017, we're going to try to be positive. It's effort. Anything worthwhile is effort, but let's just smile and take life as it comes and know that things will be better. Okay, this is almost behind us. It seems hokey to put a date on it, like December 31st, but that's what we do. That's our culture, and that's what people do. So let's just do that also and say, okay, 2017 is going to be great. This one is one we don't mind saying goodbye to, and I'm a little nervous because we still have 2 months left of it. And, oh, boy, 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 it could just get really, really darkest before the dawn, which is what they say, too. I have a high school reunion coming up next month also, and I'm really on the fence about going. I mean, there's some people I'd like to see, and then, you know, as usual, some people you just don't really want to see. And it's mostly my ego, and I think that's the same for everybody. I mean, I think people have a problem maybe with me. I don't know. And I don't think I want to necessarily be around it and pay, you know, $50 or whatever to be around that. Some people don't want to go because they're not super successful. They want a great story to tell. They want to be impressive. I'm sure that's true for a lot of people. Maybe there's some of it for me as well. I don't know. I'm not a millionaire. I've never strived to be. So I'm not sure there'll be any millionaires there anyway, but you know how people are. I mean, so I look good. What else you got? I mean, is that all I'm going to, you know, oh, I look good. That's it. See ya. Mic drop. I don't know. I mean, and I can speak eloquently, maybe not right now, but just I can be funny, but then I'm the clown. I'm there to entertain you. I'm there to make you laugh. Is that it? Is that it? I'm sure there's an element of that, and that's fine. I can go along with that. I can be court jester. But, yeah, I don't. I'm still on the fence. I don't say I burn bridges, but I disable them a little bit. Yeah, maybe I chop the legs out from under things. I don't know. I mean, that's just my way. And, you know, in my opinion, these people need a wake-up call. Maybe I'm not the one to give it to them. I have no right. I shouldn't be judgy. But you know what? I'm going to anyway. You know what? I'm going to tell people what I think about their little attitudes and how they look down their little noses at everybody else. And a lot of them are right wings. I hate to say it because I'm falling into the stereotype, but it just happens to be true. My left friends are very laid back. They don't get excited as easily. But these right wingers are just on the razor's edge, man. They need some kind of dosage adjustment because they're all, and they're just a lot of, there's a lot of hating going on. Looking down on the poor people. We don't want to fund their programs. Let them get a job and work. And I want to. I don't want to. I work. How selfish. Yeah, okay, you love your kids and your close friends. But try to love your neighbor, man. You're not biblical. If you talk about the Bible, then you better walk the walk, man, if you're going to talk the talk. Because you sound a little hypocritical. And I'm not hypocritical because I'm not talking or walking Jesus, okay? I was a born-again Christian for 9 years. And I went to church twice a week even. But I never put a bumper sticker on my car. And there's a very good reason for that. I drive aggressively, and I don't even think I stopped then. It's just in me. It's my nature. So I started thinking, do I want to put a Jesus bumper sticker on when I'm not representing Jesus very nicely? Yeah, that would be hypocritical. So I thought, I'm just going to keep my faith to myself. I don't need to preach it, okay? It's all inside, and maybe it's still inside, and I'm not preaching still. But I don't like bumper stickers anyway, although there is one I might put on my car thinking about, I don't know. I don't want to be a bumper sticker person. I think Ron and I have talked about that. When I see a car covered in bumper stickers, I'm being judgy, yes, but I think, you know, low IQ. I don't know, just something. I think because, wow, you're saying too much on your car and just don't muck it up. Just keep it nice looking. Oh. Anywho. So I went out last weekend to a lounge. I guess they're called lounges. I don't know. That just sounds like lounge lizardy stuff. And I only had one drink. And I don't drink. So one was fine. But anyway, saw a live band. I hardly do that. I haven't done that in so long. And it was great. I mean, I did see a live band called Guns N' Roses over the summer at Gillette Stadium. So that's not really the same thing. And if you want to know which is better, I kind of want to say Guns N' Roses was a little better than live music. For many reasons. A myriad of reasons. I think they're like a legend. It's a legendary band. There's an atmosphere. There's thousands of people. It's exciting. You can put earbuds. What do you call them? Where you block your ears. Those things you stick in your ears, boy, talk about a brain cramp. I don't know. You know the things of made of rubber you stick in your ear, and stop screaming at me to tell me what it is because I can't hear you. Tin roof. Anyway, you can wear those at the big concerts and no one really gives you a hard time or sees them. You go to a little lounge, you stick those in your ear, man, you're a doofus. But you know, I almost wished I did. Because it was so loud at this lounge in this little tiny place with this loud music. The music was awesome. I'm saying nothing bad about the music. They were great. As a matter of fact, they were so good. I started wondering to myself, how do these people never make the big time? There must be tons of local bands that are so great. Either the singer's great, or the guitar player's great, or the drummer's great, or they're all great, or something about them is great. And here they are, playing the local lounges, the dive bars. Maybe they just never wanted to succeed to that level, reach that level of success. That was not their goal, and they wanted to keep it small. That could be a thing. I get that. So out of curiosity, when the woman, who is very beautiful, singer of this band, was done with one of her sets, I met her, said hello, told her how impressed I was, and why is she not on something like The Voice, anything on television? And the first thing she said to me, right out of the park, was, "I'm too old." I couldn't believe it. Age is holding people back. It sounded like that's something I would say. Okay, age, yeah, and I do. That's a self-esteem problem. And this woman has a knockout voice. She's very beautiful, great figure, looks like a great personality. Didn't get to talk to her that long. But anyway, point being, why is age still a thing? She's great. She's great. I guess just keep doing what you're doing, girlfriend, because you're good at it. You can be the big fish in the little pond. I mean, that's how it works. That's how it works. And some people don't want to be the little fish in the big pond. I'm probably one of those people too. Anyway, so these groups, I like the big concerts, the little venues. I don't know. I'm going deaf. And I'm not that excited. These guys, they're all standing around the stage. You couldn't even see. It's like they're lurkers. They're lurking in front with their Patriots jackets and things. The whole Patriots team was there. Tom Brady t-shirt and everything. I don't know. They're big, lurking, lumpy guys listening to music. And I guess that's what happens on weekends. And you know what? If that's what's happening out there, I'm perfectly happy to stay home. I mean, once and every year, I might go out and check it out. But I'd never do it on my own. And I saw a couple of guys there on their own, just like lurking. There was one guy kind of looked like Slash from the back. I thought if he put a hat on, he could have been Slash. When he turned around, it didn't look anything like Slash. But he was Slash from the back. So he had that going for him. Anyhow, let's change this up a little. Okay, so whenever I call CVS or Staples, I don't know, could be a lot more places, but I happen to notice those two places, when they put you on hold, they have that music, okay? I imagine it's psychologically relaxing. That's why they play it, because you're probably calling to yell at them. Why else would you call? "Hey, you, get your damn hands off her," or something. And they have to music soothe the savage breast. And that's how that saying goes, Dum Dum. It's not music soothes the savage beast. But you just say it the way you want, because you know what? You do you. Okay, girlfriend? Anyway, so that's my take on that. And CVS, by the way, has had the same hold music for 5 years. And it sounds like it's coming through like a weird tape recorder, cassette tape player. It's just so ridiculous. I don't know how they can get away with it. It's so cheap. Why don't they just put on something new or change it up? Or although it's it, and it's like harp music. It's like you went to heaven. If elevator harp music. I don't know. It's scary, but they could. It is better than jazz music. If I had to listen to some kind of weird, awful, funky jazz music, ooh, I'd never call. So if they really don't want people to call and that is their objective, then go with funky, crazy jazz music, obviously. I will never call them. But I guess we're going to deal with the harp, hallelujah type music. It's like a Beethoven-y Bach type thing. And Staples is on board and it doesn't work. It actually aggravates me more. Now, when I go to the store, I get those plastic bags, paper or plastic, whatever. Who gets paper? I mean, maybe I should start getting paper because then I can recycle it easier because I recycle it from my house. The plastic bags, you have to go to the store and like put them in that receptacle, the recycling receptacle. And so my dad always gets like a whole bunch in the car. He puts bags in the bag. You have one plastic bag and then you shove all the other ones inside it. Take it to the store, stick it in the hole. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? They're rip. They're cheap. I'm the people that are bagging them need to know what they're doing too, these baggers. Because they used to be young kids doing it. Now they're old ladies. Every place I go, they have old ladies being baggers. I mean, that's the new Walmart greeter is the old lady bagger at the store, I guess. And they're overloading these bags. Are they trying to save bags? Although, then you have the opposite old lady bagger who like puts one item in a bag and then gives it to you. And you have like 40 bags when you're done. I don't like that either, but I might like it better than when they put 12 items in a bag and I'm carrying it and the handle rips off because they're making them cheaper and cheaper, I imagine, to biodegrade in the landfill or whatever they're using. Maybe they're recycling them into baby bottles. I don't know what they're doing, but they're breaking. So if you have to double bag them, so you're using two anyway, some places double bag the stupid thin bags, just make one heavier bag. Come on. Why do I have to think of everything? It's much better than people getting aggravated and dropping things in milk spraying everywhere and getting broken. I mean, come on, common sense. Don't overload my bag. Anyway, you know what I need? You know how I read you my list of things I need? Was it last week? The week before? I don't know. One of my pods I talked about, you know, how I need a bed skirt and a pillow and stuff. I also need slippers. Okay, slippers are so hard to find, the right ones, because you go and you look and they're these little cheap ones or they're way too expensive. Do I want the booty? Do I want the slip on? Do I want like the shoe type thing? There's so many choices, but I do have a favorite and it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a suede with that lambskin around the top. It's like a scuff, but it's a scuff with, it's hardy scuff. I like that, but I've had this pair so long that they really smell and you can't get the smell out. It's so funky. I don't like it. So I'm using funky for jazz and smells. Ooh. So funky's bad. Funky used to be good, like play that funky music. But when my feet are funky, it takes on a whole new meaning. And my feet are nice. Everyone has told me, as long as I can remember, I do have nice feet, for whatever that's worth. However, boy, do these puppies stink. Yeah, they sweat. Ugh. So just keep them pampered and clean and dry and everything's wonderful. But if they get sweaty, man, oof. You know, it almost smells so bad it smells good, though. Do you ever get that? Like you have like underarm odor that's your own or foot odor or something. And you're like, oh, that's so bad that I kind of like it. And you can't stop smelling it. I think if that's like a neurosis. I don't think I need therapy for that, and I'm definitely not going to discuss that with my therapist. So I think there's things that you don't talk to your therapist about. It's probably stuff, right? Nobody says everything they're doing. And if you do, it could be held against you, or they'll think you're a weirdo. But then what is the point of going to therapy if you're just going to act normal? Oh, yeah, I'm normal. They're going to wonder why you're there, and they're going to figure that you're lying anyway. Nobody's this normal. Why are they even here? You have to have problems or make up problems. But I think most of us have enough problems that we can just deal with certain ones with a therapist and not go overboard. I mean, yeah, I don't go overboard. Plus, everything's a podcast anyway. I can always say, oh, yeah, it's just for the podcast. Yeah, I don't really have smelly feet. And I just thought it'd be funny to say on the podcast. And you can't prove it. So I gave up listening to the scanner. I did that for a while. You know, I really just go through phases, I think, where I listen to the scanner. Although, if you hear a siren, when I hear a siren, I kind of want to know what's happening. And that's, of course, like everybody else, what it's good for. By the time I turn it on, I find the website. It's probably already happened. I'm not doing that. I don't hear party laid out anymore. I don't hear anything. I don't listen. You know, no news is good news, right? If I'm not listening, it's not happening. Okay, have we talked about texting? I mean, we've obviously talked about texting and driving, and that's a no-no and everything, and I think it's against the law or something. But I'm talking about just sitting in your house and texting, just away from, you know, the roads, but just a text, you know, you're texting. Now, I have only been in relationships with people that are not nosy, and I like that. Because if I'm texting, there's a level of trust. If I have someone over my shoulder or looking or spying at what I'm texting, that's bad. And that doesn't happen to me, and I'm glad about it because I'm not texting anything wrong. So if someone's spying on you texting or concerned or questioning your texts, there's something wrong in your relationship. I probably don't need to tell you that, but Tori's here to educate you as well. Straighten that out, man. That's not cool. You shouldn't be having issues like trust. If you have trust, you have everything. If you don't have trust, you have nothing. Period. You can quote me on that. You can dress it up any way you like, but forget about it. You're just treading water, okay? On the other hand, I've been suspicious of other people's texts. They might not be suspicious of mine, of course, there's nothing there. But I'm a little worried about a couple of these people. And you know, in the past, and with good reason, as it turns out. So sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire, people. So don't let that escape either. But again, if you have a smoky relationship in the first place, then what are you doing? Don't have that. So I have covered here many topics. High school reunion, yeah. Fakes and phonies. Fakes and phonies. Do I want to spend $50 to go hang around fakes and phonies and have them pretend to like me? I don't know. Tell me what you think. Message me somehow. What do we have? The Ron Van Dam Show at gmail.com. I think that's what it is. Why don't you just... You see all the links on this page. Just find it. Okay, find something on this page where you're seeing this posted. Boy, I'm getting a tone to my voice. I have an edge. Ooh, I'm getting edgy. But you know what? It's late at night. I'm doing this at night. I always do this during the day. And this week I decided to try it at night and it's just not working. You can hear my voice. I'm going to sleep soon. This was not a good idea to do late. And so I've got to get my act together and do it during the day and not at night. So I think this is going to be an abbreviated version. Tori hasn't felt good lately. And Tori doesn't like speaking in the third person. But Tori finds that kind of amusing sometimes if I don't get too carried away with it. Right? And actually, I might just do shorter versions of the solo Tori show. I don't know. 30 minutes is rough. It's actually could be 28. A minute intro, minute outro. Could do something like that, but I think we should play 2 minutes intro, 2 minutes outro. No, that's too long. All right, 1 minute intro, 2 minutes outro. I don't know. You don't want to listen to this. Why am I babbling? See, this is why I'm not doing the show at night, because it induces babbling and incoherence. And I was good that I didn't mention Donald Trump once. And I didn't because Ron and I are saturating that story on the other show. So there's no point in me doing it. You know, he's a nitwit. We get that. Whatever. If you disagree, you're wrong. I don't care. It'll all be over soon. And that's all I do know. So let's just wrap this up now, just a couple minutes early. I'm really out of things to say, and my brain can't function this late at night, apparently, other than to sit back and watch a sitcom or something on my laptop, which is kind of a way to relax. I think I'll check out Last Man on Earth Sunday's episode. See what's going on there. Okay, with Will Forte. Was it Fort? I think it's Forte. Anyway, funny show. This was okay. And we will see you, talk to you. Why do I say see every time? Seen anything. I see nobody. I don't even hear you. You hear me, you don't see me. You see the picture that comes with this, that's good enough. Can't smell my feet from there, here or there, or anywhere. So that's the good news for you. And you can't even prove they smell, and they don't. So, peace. Beautiful girl, lovely dress, 15 smiles.